Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Brett Boswick and his family were on their boat near the Bahamas watching the launch.
We saw very sudden big explosion, a fireball.
The FAA ordering ground stops at four major Florida airports because of the debris.
It's a day of disruptions at the busiest train station in France after an unexploded World War II bomb was found not far from the busy Gare du Nord in Paris. The U.S. economy is predicted to have created 160,000 jobs last month, but the February unemployment numbers out shortly do not take into account all of the Trump administration's firings and layoffs of federal employees. The 25% tariffs on most Mexican and Canadian goods suspended for now. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court this week heard a landmark case on whether or not users looking to access porn online should be required to verify their ages. ABC's Devin Dwyer breaks down the arguments.
The ACLU has come out against this and said, look, whatever you think about porn, asking consenting adults to view this material, to have to surrender information in this online age of hackers and privacy concerns is a bridge too far. The parental groups and advocacy groups say the technology has actually caught up and can prevent any sort of hack because there are third-party apps that will check your age without storing any information.
Parents groups trying to stop children from accessing X-rated sites. An extra hour of daylight beginning this weekend. Daylight saving time begins at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, even though some worry about it a lot. Some doctors say switching the clocks up twice a year is bad for our health and our circadian rhythms. They want us to pick one time and stick to it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention parents of high school kids getting ready for prom. Did you know that we have gently used formal clothing at the Creative Outlet? And our clothing is priced up to 75% off the original store prices. Don't blow hundreds of dollars on a formal dress that you will only wear once. What? You say you have dresses like that taking up valuable space in your closets? Bring them in and let us sell them for you at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry in to Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. In her book, I'm Out to Change My World, Ann Kimmel tells how she got into a hot taxi with every window rolled down. Ann leaned forward and shouted, "What is the one word that describes your life?" The driver said, "Bored and unhappy." She asked him if she could sing him a song. He listened while she sang about how God had made something beautiful out of her life. She also told him how Jesus had become Lord of her life and how he was her closest friend. He laughs with me and cries with me. He'll walk with you and he'll laugh with you. He'll be your friend. When they arrived at the hotel, she grabbed his outstretched hand, almost afraid to look at him. While crying, he said, "Lady, when I got into this old cab tonight, I was the loneliest person in the whole world. I never heard anyone talk like you talk tonight, and I want your God. He and I could ride together." Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a large area of light snow sweeping east across Iowa could graze our area this morning to the early afternoon with just a bit of snow. The best chance of a half inch or so would be down into portions of Grant and southern Iowa counties, but even a dusting possible around Richland Center. Otherwise, mild enough this afternoon, it should melt that off. We are expecting warmer weather to build in from tomorrow through early next week. The warmest conditions coming in right around Sunday and Monday, so get out there and enjoy, feeling very spring-like. Should have quite a bit of sunshine with that as well. A cold front will slide through the area Tuesday, knocking our temperatures back a touch for midweek, but staying dry. And then late in the week, looks like a powerful storm will come in from the southwest. Should bring us a pretty good chance of rain by next Friday and Saturday. Here's our forecast for today. Overcast with a 40% chance of light snow, especially in the southern part of the area. There could be a dusting to under an inch of accumulation in some of those spots. Partial sunshine later this afternoon. High 41 with variable winds at 3 to 10. Mostly clear tonight, low near 21. Tomorrow should be warmer with plenty of sunshine. High 47. South wind turning westerly 7 to 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer. Low in the mid-20s, high 54. Monday unusually warm with lots of sunshine. Low 29, high 62. Tuesday partly cloudy and somewhat cooler. Low 37, high 53. Wednesday partly sunny, low of 30, high 49. And Thursday partly sunny, low 31 with highs in the mid-50s. Have yourself a great day out there. Again, expecting a chance of light snow this morning to early afternoon, high 41. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently, our temperature is at 30 degrees. Yesterday's high was 41, the record high 80 set in the year 2000. Record low 9 degrees below zero in 1959. Last year's high was 57 and the low 36. Sunset will occur at 5:58 this afternoon. Sunrise time 6:26 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now we have winds light from the south-southwest. Barometer is at 29.99 and no precipitation today. We're looking at temperatures that have risen from the low of 25. Again, right now, it is 30 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports today is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Well, coming up, lots of sports to talk about. Basketball from last night and girls, boys basketball preview. Lots of high school sports going on this weekend. And later on, we have Mike Clemens scheduled to check in with a slant on Wisconsin sports as well. All coming up.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Barneveld never trailed on the way to a 48-35 win over Schulzberg in a WIAA sectional semifinal played at Richland Center High School last night.
And Dursel back up toward half court. Moves in toward the free throw line, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, and it banks in. Old school for Hannah Esch.
The Golden Eagles led 11-0 to start the game, went up by a score of 27-13 at halftime. The Miners trimmed the deficit to 8 points in the second half before Barneveld jumped ahead with three-pointers from Hannah Esch, as you just heard. It was 19, the lead down the stretch for Barneveld. Isabel Durst led the Golden Eagles with 18 points, while Aaron Lassie scored 7. Barneveld was 13-for-17 from the free throw line, and they made 5 three-pointers. Schulzberg did not make a three-pointer and shot 15-for-20 from the line. McKinley Russell had 11, while Haley Ault and Taylor Russell both scored 10 for the Lady Miners, who finished the season at 20-8. Following the 48-35 win, Barneveld is now 20-7. They will play Aliva Strum on Saturday afternoon at La Crosse Logan High School in a game that will start at 1 p.m. Aliva Strum got the win against Blair Taylor 64-61 last night. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Cuba City 77, Belleville 46. Also a win last night for Edgerton, ending the year for Prairie du Chien, 49-36. Edgewood 67, Stoughton 38. Aliva Strum beat Blair Taylor 64-61. And Elk Mound 46-42 over Wisconsin Dells. West Salem beat DeForest 51-43. Tonight, there's area boys basketball, WIAA regional semifinals. The winners will play on Saturday night in the championship. In Division III, Dodgeville is at Lodi, Broadhead at Wisconsin Dells, River Valley at New Glarus, and Richland Center plays at Platteville. Here is Hornets coach Brian Pulse.
We're coming in after a good first-round win. They know that as the one seed, they're supposed to win this game. And so, you know, all the pressure is going to be on them. We can play loose and just play as hard as we can without having that pressure on us. So definitely things we have to do better compared to the first couple of games. You know, we've got to handle their pressure. They do a great job of trying to speed you up. They shot the ball really well from the three-point line, so we're going to have to defend the three-point line better than we did in our previous matchups. Those are the two biggest things that we've been talking about as coaches and talking to the kids during today's practice. But, you know, we're just looking to possession by possession, just stay in the game. The longer we can do that, play in four-minute increments, the longer we can stay in that game, the more pressure Platteville is going to feel. And, you know, I was telling them, you know, 3 years ago we were in this exact same situation. We were the nine. We went to River Valley. We won that first game. We went into a Dodgeville team that was ranked, you know, one in the region or one in the regional and number four in the state. And, you know, we were able to come out of there with a win. So anything can happen at this time of the year, and we're really excited to get the chance.
The Hornet boys at Platteville tonight among the Division III semifinals. In Division IV games, Fenimore is playing at Cuba City, Belleville at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Parkview at Lancaster. And Division V area games, including Fall River at Barneveld, River Ridge at North Crawford, Kickapoo at Royal. It's Belmont at Argyle, Schulzburg at Southwestern, Seneca visits Potosi, and Ithaca at Highland. Here is Bulldogs coach Aaron Hipsch.
You know, just the name of the game, you can get tight. And some of those passes that you think can get through aren't getting through. And I told the kids, you know, it comes playoff time. The record in the regular season really doesn't mean anything. A lot of those teams that you normally would beat by 20, it turns into a 10-point game, and teams you think you should beat by 10 turn into a one-possession game. And that's just kind of the nature of the beast when you get into the playoffs. You know, every team you're going against has seniors that don't want it to be their last game, so they're going to play 110%.
Well, next up is Highland. Have you played them this year?
We have not seen Highland. In fact, I don't think anybody other than Zika this last week in conference has played them. But looking at the film, we are definitely up against a good challenge and a well-coached team and a team that plays hard, so we're going to have to bring our A game for sure.
That's Aaron Hipsch, the Ithaca Bulldogs, doing battle tonight at Highland in what should be a really good semifinal game. And we'll have it for you on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. There's state team wrestling this evening as well. The 34th event gets underway with Division I quarterfinals. Reedsburg will be wrestling Bayport, Holman against Muskego, Kaukauna takes on West Allis Hale, and Arrowhead against Waukesha West. Semifinals in D2 and 3 tomorrow. Coleman wrestles Fenimore and St. Croix Falls against Kewaskum. And in Division 3, Waiwega Fremont versus Oostburg. And Mineral Point takes on Stratford in D3 semifinals. Championship matches in all three divisions will be wrestled starting at 3. River Valley senior gymnast Anya Seferud, who was a champion on the vault at last Saturday's WIAA sectional gymnastics meet in Dodgeville, will be at the state championships this weekend. WIAA state meet. And she'll be on the bars and in the all-around competition as well, and on the vault. She'll compete tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. So good luck to Anya Seferud. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. Series High, LLK, a 18-24. Also, Pin Pal, 17-23. Spare Parts, 17-15. ILK with a 6-57. Spare Parts, 5-95. Pin Pals, a 5-92. Top Series, Marsha Mahatka, a 5-11. Marlene Gary, a 4-91. And Makovic, a 4-20. Marsha Mahatka had a 200 game. Marlene Gary, a 178 and a 174. And Alma Manning right in there with a split pickup, a 7-8 combo accomplished in the Coffee Clutch League. From the All-Star League last night, Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, had a 29-68 series. The Misfits, a 28-87. Advance Pump and Well, 28-47. Team High Game, Julie Karen, State Farm, 10-65. Advance Pump and Well, 1,009. And Hammer Time, 1,007. Top Series, Travis Bushley, a 6-92.
Ken Nix Sr., a 678. Chris Pardoon, a 664. Chris Gerber had the top game at 289, 93 over average. Fred Kepler rolled a 100 over average, 278, and a 258 for both Logan Lindvig, Ethan Hafner, and Dan Pike. Ryder Cannon bowled a 654, 144 over average. Steve Swanson with a 615, 120 over average. And Fred Kepler bowled a 644, 110 over average in the All-Star Bowling League. We will take a look at Friday Wisconsin sports when we return with an update here on WRCO.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Mike Clemens joins us as we talk Wisconsin sports. Mike, what a busy day for basketball in Wisconsin coming up Saturday.
Yeah, it is. It starts with Marquette, number 20th-ranked Marquette. Now, they've kind of fallen off the way there. They've lost, well, three of their last seven games, and the games that they probably should have won, like Creighton on the road at Villanova, and then, you know, a tough game the other night again against UConn. And so they're the 20th-ranked team, and then tomorrow is they're trying to see if they can, you know, still hang on to a decent bid or seed in the tournament. They host number 6-ranked St. John's, the Red Storm. And I thought this was interesting. I happened to turn on the TV last night, and on flipping around on the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon opened up the show with a Red Storm fight song, and he had the players singing along with him, and some graphics like they were out on the ocean. And it's like, oh, you know what? I mean, St. John's is ranked 6th in the nation. New York is, like, all excited about this team, even Jimmy Fallon.
The Badgers taking on Penn State as well. Last regular season game Saturday, Mike.
Yeah. So the Badgers doing great, huh? I mean, 12th-ranked Wisconsin. They just seem to be their shooting is hot. They're, you know, moving the ball around. They've overcome a couple of injuries. They take on Penn State. Penn State's had a good football team, not so much with the men's basketball team. So this should be an easy win for the Badgers at noon tomorrow. They've only lost two games of the last seven over the last 4 weeks. They've really been on a roll. They lost that one at home to Oregon, and then we talked about that, you know, loss at Saturday at to number 8 Michigan State. But they beat Minnesota in Minneapolis the other night, 74-67, I think it was. And here's the thing that was kind of weird was, did you hear about Jack Janicki? This is the one kid that, like, they bring him in later in the game, and he really hustles around, especially on defense. He kind of tripped, and he fell face first onto the court. And it looked like he was picking up one of his front teeth, and actually it was. He chipped a front tooth. And Greg Gard said on the broadcast that he kind of looks like a hockey player now. like, you know, I'm not sure his mom would be happy to hear that, but, yeah, that's what happened to him.
Blue-collar effort, though, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. The Bucks, they've been playing some good basketball over the last couple of weeks, haven't they?
They sure have. You know, Giannis took those six games off around the time of the All-Star break, you know, to make sure that the calf muscle healed 100%. And he's back at it, man. He's averaging like 30 points a night. The Bucks are averaging 114 points as a team. They have won now 4 in a row, 8 of their last 10 games. And Doc Rivers, when they after beating the Hawks the other night, a reporter from Atlanta asked Doc Rivers, because the Hawks are such a young team, and this guy was looking at the Bucks like, man, they got this mix of young guys and then, you know, veteran guys. And Doc said, yeah, he said, you know something? There's no clutter on this team, is what I call it. The Eagles are not in the way. The young guys are hustling, and the veterans are, you know, are mentoring. And he says it's a fantastic team to coach right now, the way they're working together. So Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point the other night, puts him in an elite group of the top 51 players. And it's amazing how this trade, man, with Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., They brought in Gary Trent to, you know, last summer. How these guys have now meshed, and they seem to be following, you know, Doc Rivers and running those sets.
Yeah, it was, you know, at the time everybody kind of yawned, thinking, ah, we didn't get that much, but it's proving out to be maybe the opposite, isn't it?
It, you know, and again, at first it's like, okay, you trade Chris Middleton and you trade a couple of some of these, you know, like your first round pick. I don't get it. And it took sort of for the fog to rise to realize they sort of got rid of their bookends, you know. And Middleton, you know, at 36 at the end of his career, and a couple of these guys that, you know, it's going to be another couple of years before they come through, and they get these 4 or 5 year veterans that are, you know, seem to be just what they needed to give some minutes, you know, for Damian Lillard and Giannis to rest. The, you know, the Bobby Portis suspension for 25 games, you know, was a setback, but it turned out to be a pretty interesting and smart move, I think. They've maximized the best they can get out of that team right now. They're now fourth in the Eastern Conference.
Want to jump to the Brewers here as we have the chance here. A 10-0 win over the A's last night. How are the Brewers looking here? I see they picked up Jose Quintana this week, too.
They picked up Jose Quintana, the lefty, but they had some bad news. You know, some other pitchers that they had was a D.L. Hall is going to be out for another 60 days or so. And Aaron Ashby, who just was coming back. He was just like his second or third game after shoulder surgery. He strained a quad, so he's going to miss the start of the season. So they had to, you know, sign Quintana to a deal, and he's coming off a stint there with the Yankees to get a left-hander in there. But then last night, the Miz, they call this kid, Jacob Mizorowski, starts, and man, he looks sharp through three innings. So Brewers get a shutout last night, Phil, 10-0 out in Arizona.
He throws hard, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's 99 miles an hour.
Yeah, so that's good. Also in Green Bay, I know you're aware that Mason Crosby is going to be officially retiring, I think, today. But I think people kind of lose sight of how many games he won for the Packers over the years, Mike.
Yeah, and points, too. He goes down, you know, passing guys like Horning and Longwell and others in terms of points. It was 1,918, I think is the number. Most points scored in franchise history. 16 years. Drafted in 2007. You know, and we think about this, you know, about the back-to-back quarterbacks from Favre to Rodgers. But, you know, to go Longwell and then Mason Crosby for 16 years, that's pretty amazing. So then he had to move on from Mason a couple of years ago. He spent about a week with the Rams and then 3-4 games for the Giants. I think it was last year in December. And so he kicked for them. But otherwise, all the rest of it was with the Packers. And I couldn't help but noticing that after the Packers had moved to bring back Brandon McManus, the kicker they had last year, signed him to a 3-year deal the other day. The next day, then the word is, hey, you know what, Mason's going to retire officially as a Packer. So they'll do that thing where they'll, you know, officially sign him for a day, and that's the way he'll end his career as a Packer.
I know free agency is underway. You know, right away people are talking about, oh, Devontae Adams. Are there any truth to those rumors?
So here's the deal. You know, yeah, there's, you know, Devontae gets released by the Jets after Aaron Rodgers does. And you know, what are your needs? Well, wide receiver Christian Watson is going to miss most of the season after suffering the torn ACL. Romeo Doubs, when we talked to Brian Gutekunst about him, he said despite the two concussions, even though he's wearing the Guardian cap now in games as well as practice, they don't think that he's concussion prone. And it'll be a later start of this season before Jaden Reed, number 11, the great receiver they've got, and punt returner. He had to have shoulder surgery after suffering a dislocated shoulder in the playoff loss against the Eagles. Hey, they're gonna need a 4 or 5 year veteran, maybe to pick that up. I think that's the kind of guy they'll get. Maybe not a name that we know. I don't think they want to have to trade for somebody like that. They want to probably get someone more in free agency. Now, can they will inquire about Devontae Adams. Allegedly, they inquired about DK Metcalf, but, you know, these, if they just make a phone call and go window shopping just to get a price tag, and some agents leaks that, everybody thinks, well, they're in the sweepstakes. Well, you know, they're just doing their job and making the phone calls. I don't think DK Metcalf is the kind of guy that they want. You know, he wants traded out of Seattle. He can be kind of, you know, sort of a hothead. And so I don't know exactly for sure, obviously, what is on Brian Gutekunst's shopping list or his ideas. But I do know this for a fact, because he was pretty adamant about this. It's got to be a character fit. It's got to be a guy that they think will come in and fit in just like Xavier McKinney did, just like Josh Jacobs did. That's really important to them, and that's something they'll consider. Now, Devontae, I think they would welcome in that, but whether or not the money's there or they think, hey, you know what, I'd rather get a guy that's, you know, 26 years old with 4 or 5 years experience to mesh with Love and the rest of those guys, as opposed to bring in Devontae and, you know, tilt the field again.
Devontae might be waiting.
That's my thought.
Yeah, might be. He might be waiting to see where Aaron Rodgers goes, you know, Vikings or, you know, the Rams or somewhere like that, right?
And well, here's the other. Well, I hope that saga's all over with. I don't know. Because there doesn't seem to be anybody hot for Aaron right now, whether it's, you know, the rumor of the Steelers or the Raiders or anybody else. But here's what I think you might be surprised by is if they sign a veteran offensive lineman. Because do you remember when Elgton Jenkins went down against the Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
What happened after that? I mean, those two guys that they put in back at the left guard could not handle that line. They need one. And if they lose Josh Myers at center, if he gets a much better offer than, you know, Gutekunst calls it walk-away money. Like, okay, they've assessed, here's how much we're willing to pay to bring back the center, Josh Myers, after 4 years. How many years, how much money? And if he gets a much better deal than that, where do we walk away? And then that means they've got to go out and probably get another veteran. I think that's the kind of move that you might see him make, you know, later this month.
Okay. Got to let you go, Mike. Thanks a lot for your expertise.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet, buddy. That's Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now, the rest of the story. It was Edward Noble's fondest boyhood dream to make a fortune, to get rich. Ed attended Syracuse and Yale universities. He kept himself in pocket money as a reporter for the Watertown Daily Times, as treasurer for the Governor Athenian Society, as manager of a dining club. Each of those ventures was a moderate success, but the end of the rainbow was still beyond the horizon. When Ed left Yale, he chose advertising as his profession. He joined a New York advertising firm as a space salesman, became familiar with the profits made in advertised specialties, and he kept his eyes open for a specialty item he might promote on his own. Ed Noble discovered that item in 1913. He was 30 by then, and he had met a Cleveland chocolate manufacturer named Clarence Crane. Crane produced Merry Garden chocolates, among other confections. One of his lesser products intrigued Ed Noble. It was a peppermint candy. A peppermint-flavored candy which Crane manufactured on a pharmaceutical pill machine. Ed suggested it might be marketed as an after-dinner mint. Crane was reluctant, said the product was a slow mover. Ed remained confident in his promotional idea. Eventually, the two compromised. Ed could have the trademark and the entire stock of peppermint candy for $5,000. Well, Ed didn't have $5,000, but he cleaned out his savings, borrowed from friends, came up with $3,900. All right, it was a deal. But now Ed Noble, the young man who was going to make a fortune in advertising, was broke. On the bright side, he was in business for himself, but he was stuck with what seemed to many the least likely product in the history of the candy industry. So you know what he did? He walked into the nearest saloon, told the proprietor to keep the cardboard display container of peppermint candy beside the cash register, On the cardboard container was printed 5 cents. Now make sure, Ed told the proprietor, to give your customers at least 5 cents in change whenever you can. And the proprietor did. And one day, the profits from Ed Noble's peppermint-flavored candy blossomed into an empire of nickels. Innumerable saloons and restaurants later, in 1925, it had grown to an $11.5 million business. The company continued to net $1 million a year. 1938, it was worth $22 million. In fact, Ed Noble's nickel-at-a-time after-dinner mint fortune eventually acquired, among other things, this ABC network. For many years, Ed continued to manage the details of what he called a happy, whimsical little business. The cash register candy, his nothing, enclosed by a circle. So next time you stand at the supermarket checkout counter and see that conglomeration of nickel knacks over, around, and under, and on, inundating the cash register, you'll remember how it all began. The day Ed Noble taught that technique and made a mint. The hole-in-the-middle mint you know as the Lifesaver. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Thanks for joining us today on WRCO. Some light snow, and we're at 30 degrees. Fresh from the country, we'll take a look at some brand new releases, courtesy of Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A fresh release from the newly revamped Rascal Flatts featuring the Jonas Brothers. It's called I Dare You.
I almost lost my mind out on Mulholland Drive. Yeah, it's hard to see the view. All I see is you, all I see is you. You give me just enough, oh, dangerous to call me love. You know my intention, seeing picket fences couldn't come too soon. Oh yeah, I know you're careful, 'cause you've been broken before.
I dare you to love.
showcase a brand new one from Rascal Flatts and the Jonas Brothers on WRCO Radio. And I dare you. 30 degrees here at WRCO with a little bit of light snow coming down today, as was predicted. We're heading toward a high later of 41 degrees. The trivia question of the day on Fridays, sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Your question today, on average, women spend $860 a year on this, while men only spend $370. What is it? From a recent survey, average women spends $860 a year on this, while men only spend $370. What could it be? 608-647-4155.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hi, I'm Luke Prona. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12 with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today. Our winner of trivia today is Monica Good. Way to go, Monica. So we send out a prize toward Elroy today. We appreciate you listening. On average, women spend $860 a year on this. Men only spend $370. What is it? They spend it on their hair. Their hair, that's right. We had at least one guess for shoes, but no, not right. I'm guessing that's probably, I don't know, for us, I probably don't spend that much on my hair. I try to get my money's out of my haircut, you know, my money's worth. So, you know, a couple times a year, and that's good. But nonetheless, congrats to Monica, the winner of trivia and the winner of a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. This song continues to move and groove for Shaboozy.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away. Knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little goodness.
Fresh from the country on WRCO Radio, here's a new one released from Randy Travis. Been creating some songs by him through AI. Had one released late last year.
There are horses in heaven, it says it in the Bible, right there in Revelation, red and pale and black and white. Elijah left this world on a chariot of fire. When Jesus comes back, might just borrow the silver for the night. There are horses in heaven, so I bet that God's a cowboy, heading off into the sunset in a big white Stetson hat. Every time you hear the thunder, it's just a posse full of angels riding those horses up in heaven, golden saddles on their backs. When the roll is called up yonder
and they put me out to pasture. I hope there's a pretty palomino just beyond the gate. I'll see my dad and pawpaw, you know that they'll be waiting to pull a plug, a red man, and take out across the plains. 'Cause there are horses in heaven, yeah, I bet that God's a cowboy, heading off into the sunset in a big white Stetson hat. Every time you hear that thunder, it's just a posse full of angels riding those horses up in heaven, holding saddles on their back. Yeah, we're all gonna get there in a big long Cadillac. Once you cross that river, you won't wanna cross it back. There are horses in heaven, so you know that God loves cowboys, heading off into the sunset in a big white Stetson hat. And every time you hear the thunder, it's just a posse full of angels riding those horses up in heaven, golden saddles on their backs. There are horses in heaven, and thank the Lord for that.
A new release, Randy Travis on WRCO and Horses in Heaven. Fresh in the country, we'll take a look at this week's most played country song in just a moment.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. Julie Karen State Farm will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Coming up, our 9 o'clock update in a few minutes, and also we'll be bringing some friends into the morning show studios as well to talk about the upcoming production of Escanaba in the Moonlight. We look forward to that. Well, the most played songs across the land, country music this week. This Town's Been Too Good. That's Dylan Scott at number 5. Cody Johnson, I'm Gonna Love You. That is at number 4. Low Cash and Hometown is at number 3. Liar from Jelly Rolls at number 2. And the number 1 tune. It's up a total of 2 notches this week into the top spot for Jordan Davis. And I ain't saying.
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home, mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later with Community Conversation on the Morning Show today here on WRCO-FM Richland Center. The 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It's 31 degrees with light snow. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump standing by his decision to temporarily reverse the tariffs put in place just a few days ago, even though Canada and China say they will keep reciprocal tariffs in place for now. The Trump administration trying to refocus its efforts to slim down the federal workforce. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has that.
As Trump works to downsize the federal government, he's taking steps to restrain Elon Musk after cabinet members voiced concern about mass firings. Trump now emphasizing it's cabinet members who will decide which workers stay employed, not Musk. Trump now vowing to cut the federal workforce with a scalpel rather than a hatchet.
Setback for SpaceX after last night's Starship rocket launch ended in an explosion that could be seen as far away as the Caribbean. An unexploded bomb from World War II found not far from the busy Gare du Nord train station in Paris. Minesweepers were sent to the site, but a nearby road was shut down. Eurostar service is also suspended. This is ABC News. There's a new study out.